Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, Sharice Murphy, joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe again.
Another repeat offender. We love it.
Yay. Yay, I'm back.
Welcome back, Sharice. So before we get to the gala, do you call it a gala or a gala?
I call it a gala.
A gala? I like
gala. It could be a gala.
A gala.
I call it a gala.
Potato,
a gala.
Potato.
But I've heard a lot of people say gala.
Yeah,
so
I'm a gala guy.
Depends on who I'm talking to. Oh, good. I'm
so
a gala girl.
Before we get to the gala, let's talk about the Shine Initiative and what it is that you do.
Thanks again, first, for having me on. The Shine Initiative, we are based in Worcester County, and we work every day to reduce the stigma around mental health for youth and young adults. We work with grades 7 through 12, but we also do workshops with parents and caregivers and educators and faculty and staff from schools.
What people don't understand is our young people are hit harder than anybody else. We're losing young people much too quickly. So I love what you're doing here, and I would love to bring shine a light upon it, if you will.
Yeah, thank you so much. And you're right. We understand brain development. We understand how that works with adolescents. And we work with a really, really crucial age, right? So that 12 years old to 18, 19 year old. And in that time, their brains are developing, things are changing within their physical bodies and their mental bodies, or mental minds, excuse me. And so we really do try to work with them right in that crucial stage for them.
And this is a big anniversary for you guys this year and the gala, celebrating, is it 20 years?
Yeah, we're not quite 21, but we're celebrating 20 years, and it's a big year for us. And so we started off a really small initiative in Central Mass, working with just one or two schools, and we have evolved into working with over 60 different schools. We just are in the second largest district in the state right now with Worcester Public Schools, so we have really evolved. And so we're taking some time this year to celebrate kind of how far we've come.
Tell us about the gala.
Yeah, sing. gala. So it will be on June 20th at Mechanics Hall in Worcester. We are going to start with a lovely cocktail hour, and then we're kind of going to get into some lighthearted and fun programming to really celebrate mental health. What we're doing this year is taking some time to reflect kind of on where we've been. And so we're looking at individuals, foundations, and schools that have really played a part in our growth and just this pivotal role in our success. And so we're taking some time to honor some folks. We're honoring some teachers, some faculty advisors, some great foundations, and past board members and volunteers. And so it's going to be a time of celebration. We also have a speaker. One of our speakers is a young person who was in Shine as a teenager and now is a teacher at one of the school districts and continues to work with the Shine program. So that's kind of a nice full circle moment for us.
And there's a cool theme to the party, the 1920s, Kennedy.
Oh, we love it.
It is.
So you got to bring
it
out
is.
Your flappers. Yes.
Long cigarette holders
that's
and whatnot.
Yes.
We love a theme. We love a theme.
We love a theme.
Yes. It's another reason to dress up. So it is kind of the roaring 20s. And so we are encouraging our participants to wear clothes from the 20s. We do have a nice little fun, some dress up. If you don't come in your attire, we have fake mustaches and fake cigars and hats and pearls. And so we're really trying to make this a really nice, fun time. We do have a band. There'll be some dancing and music. So just a wonderful time of celebration. I think mental health, a lot of times people think it needs to kind of live in the doom and gloom era and space, and it doesn't. And if we really just start to understand what the conversation looks like and kind of bring it around and say, hey, listen, this is okay. We can talk about it and still have fun and enjoy life, then that's what we're looking to do.
All right. If you want to find out about the event, 20 Years of Shine, Friday, June 20th, the Golden Era Gala, you can drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We'll text you back a link, or you can go to shineinitiative.org. All the information is there if you want to get involved, maybe donate money or donate time or just learn about the organization. Maybe, you know, you're part of a team at a school or faculty and you'd like to get the Shine Initiative into your school. All of that information is at shineinitiative.org. Or again, you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Sharice, you and the entire Shine crew are officially again members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
I love this. And on a day like today, I need a Good Vibe Tribe. Thank you so much for having us. We had some great people reach out to us last time we were on the show, and we were able to connect with some wonderful people around the state. So thank you again so much for taking the time just to talk to me.
Good deal. It's great to talk to you, Charisse. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I don't know if you noticed when you were driving in this morning or not, Kennedy, but over at the Harvard Athletic Complex, which is not that far down from the street, from the radio station, and they were already out there tearing it down this morning.
They get that big Ferris wheel down quick.
Boston College Music Festival happened this past weekend, so it was Luke Combs, Megan Maroney, Sheryl Crow, T-Pain. Let's see, who else was there? Fall Out Boy, Avril, Cage the Elephant, Black Crowes, All Time Low, James Bay, Dave Matthews, Vampire Weekend, Sublime, Public Enemy. Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, TLC, was supposed to be there. They backed out at the last minute. Some sort of medical event happened with TLC.
I hope they're okay.
Yeah, we do too. And producer Dan, you were there on Friday night, a little bit of rain.
Yeah, it was a beautiful night for an outdoor music festival. So yeah, we went Friday to see Luke Combs and T-Pain, and it was a balmy 50 degrees and just downpouring the entire time.
Did you plan ahead and bring rain protective gear? And dress in layers and such.
It's funny you mentioned that, Kennedy, because I'm getting older now, and I think things through a little bit more.
I love to hear
it. So we're very layered up.
Good.
And I'm in like hiking rain boots so my feet don't get wet because you go through these grounds and it starts to get a little muddy.
I'm so happy to hear this.
So having dry feet is super important when you're there for 4 hours.
Got to keep the dogs dry, Dan.
So we're walking in, and our tickets are at will call, and it's downpouring.
Yeah.
And the first thing I notice is there's every girl that's like 20 years old is in a short skirt and a crop top with no jacket.
Didn't check the weather app.
And they are not having a good time. Every single one of them, they're huddled up together for warmth.
Go on.
And it's like, I know you want to look cute, but you are visibly unhappy. Was this worth it? Luke Combs is not going to see you. Put a jacket on.
I heard those Subaru ponchos were making an appearance on the secondary market outside for $5 a pop.
Yeah, there was just a dude out front selling ponchos.
Yep.
He probably made a killing.
What, they were sponsored?
Subaru had some there. They were handing them out.
For free.
Smart.
Okay.
But they ran out because it was raining so hard. I don't think they were anticipating the need.
Right.
So apparently somebody grabbed like ones that were left behind
and
or
started
whatever.
Selling them.
And started selling them outside.
Love an entrepreneur.
Capitalism.
Yeah, I've never seen that one before. There's always the guys who walk by you and quietly go, I got wristbands. Like, you're used to seeing that.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a guy just out front going, ponchos!
It's the little things.
So yeah, luckily, you know, we were pretty layered up, so it was okay.
Good.
But I've gone in the rain before, but like we saw Eminem that one year.
Yeah, Dan and I saw Eminem. It was incredible.
That was more of like a drizzle.
Yeah, it added to the... It looked like it was a special effect.
This was more like... I felt like we were in the perfect storm.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But T-Pain in the rain...
Was it awesome?
It was incredible. Oh. He absolutely stole the show.
I know you love him so much. I'm
well,
so glad.
He sang the hook on every single popular song for my entire teen and like early 20s.
Yeah.
And he did all of them.
Yeah.
And he was just... He's an entertainer. Even when he's not singing and he's just dude like in between the songs... You're never bored. There's always...
Something happening.
Yeah. And he dances. Like, he was incredible.
His Coachella set looked great. I saw some clips of that. It looked really, really good.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was unfortunate the TLC pulled out, but I heard Dalton and the Sheriffs, like, came in last minute and tried
to... Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that time
good for
slot.
Them. We yes. love to see local kids do good.
Yeah, they put out a message, Boston Calling did, and it said, due to an unexpected medical circumstance, TLC will no longer be performing at Boston Calling tonight. And then they put out a second announcement that said Dalton and the Sheriffs would be filling the
good
slot.
Good for them. Sweet
so,
kids.
No word yet on why they canceled. You know, hopefully they're okay. I was reading that they had to cancel something for a medical event in the past. That one of the gals had some sort of blockage or something.
I
don't know exactly
okay.
what it was. So,
I mean, this stuff happens at a music festival when there's so many acts. There's a lot of moving parts. It's always happening.
100%.
Did you see Luke Combs as well?
I did see Luke Combs. And I was wondering how big the crowds were going to be with this weather, if people were going to bail. And we drove in pretty easy. And normally there's a whole line of cars. So I was like, oh, wow, there's going to be like 9 of us here at Boston Calling tonight?
Right.
No, there was... So. 40,000 people standing in the rain watching Luke Combs.
That's
I was
amazing.
Reading in the Globe, they said that, you know, by rearranging, they were able to you know, they had that big bottleneck last year with the with mm-hmm. one stage and the VIP area.
Yeah, they changed moved those it all around, this year.
And then it was a little more spacious.
Yeah, it was absolutely
fantastic.
And especially as I get older, I also I don't want to be bumping into Mike. So I stay a little farther back now.
You can hear fine back there.
Yeah.
Sure
they got big screens.
They sure do.
We left T-Pain and we just found a little hill and we sat and watched Luke Combs on the hill.
Perfection.
As opposed to being right. in the mass of humanity.
Perfection.
And what time did you leave?
He got on about 20 minutes late. Yeah. So Luke was messing with my sleep schedule.
Okay.
But I want to say we left as soon as he started Fast Car. Because that,
smart.
What? That's the hit.
I've heard it. I don't know.
Get out of here. It is not.
Tracy Chapman didn't come out?
No, Tracy was not there. I've heard Fast Car once or twice on this radio station. And I knew he was closing with it. So I was like, all right, we got 5 minutes to beat this crowd.
Let's go.
Well played, Dan.
You well guys, played. I looked up the Reddit because Reddit is where I go when I need an answer to something about the TLC just to see if anybody knew anything. The top commenter said, probably related to the waterfall and flood watch, rainfall and a flood watch tonight, combined with their longstanding position regarding waterfalls. That's a good one.
Well, we had the rivers and the lakes of Boston calling without them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. New England, let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Cheryl from Chelmsford.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Cheryl?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
How'd you get the day off from work after a holiday Monday?
I only work on Monday and Thursday, so.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, well played. All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. But if you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Billie Eilish took home 7 awards at the American Music Awards, while Beyonce and Post Malone won Favorite Female and Male Country Artist. Post Malone is playing Gillette Stadium this Saturday, along with which other artist?
Jelly Roll.
Miley Cyrus caught an infection after rolling around on the Hollywood Walk of Fame sidewalk for the video for a new song called Walk of Fame. She said her leg started to disintegrate around her kneecap. That's disgusting.
Don't roll around on the streets of LA, that's for sure.
Is Miley Cyrus over or under 30?
Over.
Chris Evans skipped the Cannes Film Festival to be with his mother on her 70th birthday.
Captain America's a good man.
The Cannes Film Festival is a huge event in the film industry. Cannes is located in which country?
France.
Question number 4. Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC would have been 53 years old today. She passed away back in 2002 from a car crash. TLC taught us not to go chasing waterfalls, but to do what instead?
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Question number 5. Demi Lovato married singer-songwriter Jordan Lutz on Sunday. Paris Hilton was there and reportedly did an impromptu DJ set at the reception. Demi had an on-again, off-again relationship with which that 70s show actor for 6 years back in the day?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You knew a lot of them, so you did well.
Mm-hmm. Most of them, in fact.
You did very, very good. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Cheryl from Chelmsford got 4 Woo! Out of 5 correct.
Good morning.
You did great. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Billie Eilish took home 7 awards at the American Music Awards, while Beyonce and Post Malone won Favorite Female and Male Country Artist. Post Malone is playing Gillette Stadium this Saturday, along with which other artist?
Jelly Roll.
Tied at 1. Miley Cyrus caught an infection after rolling around on the Hollywood Walk of Fame sidewalk.
So dirty.
The song's called Walk of Fame, and she said her leg started to disintegrate around her kneecap. What the heck did she get?
It's a really dirty part of Hollywood. I'm just going to say.
Is Miley Cyrus over or under 30?
Oh. Under?
Uh-oh.
32. 2-1 for Cheryl. Just got a little more interesting. Chris Evans skipped the Cannes Film Festival to be with his mother on her 70th birthday. The Cannes Film Festival is a huge event in the film industry. In which country?
France.
It is France. Le Cannes, yes. 3-2. Question number 4. Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC would have been 53 today. She passed away back in 2002 from a car crash. TLC taught us not to go, taught us not to go chasing waterfalls, but to do what instead?
Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
4-3. Question number 5. Demi Lovato married singer-songwriter Jordan Lutz on Sunday.
She looked beautiful.
Paris Hilton was there and reportedly jumped on the ones and twos
as
for an impromptu
does.
Set. Demi had an on-again, off-again relationship with which that 70s show actor for 6 years back in the day?
Wilmer Valderrama.
That is correct.
Ooh,
yes.
Cheryl, that was close, girl.
It was very close. 4-4 is the final score with the tie. Kennedy gets the win, but you're not walking away without a prize this morning. You've just won yourself a $100 99 restaurant gift card. Visit the 99 restaurant this weekend for their double bonus gift card special. Buy a $25 gift card and receive two $5 bonus cards. Woohoo, indeed. Yes. All the woohoo.
Thank you.
A tips and tender combo hits every time.
It does. All right. Well, thanks again for listening and playing this morning, Cheryl. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head off?
I'm Cheryl from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
You can call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Super simple. Just want to know what you got into over the weekend. 617-655-1234. Kennedy, road trip down to Virginia?
Sure did. 12 hours down, 10-ish hours back. But it was good. I went down there to deliver my father's dog, Smokey, back to him. I'd been keeping her for a while he was healing up from some surgery. He couldn't balance very well on his right leg. And
we're talking about your dad, not the dog.
Correct, because having a little dog bounce off you can knock you down if you're not prepared. So.
And what was the reunion like for the dog and the dad?
Oh, my God. I wish I would have recorded it. But so we get to the house, to his condo, and like... She knows where she is. And so she walks right up, you know, she's pulling me in leash, walks right up to the front door, and I'm like, I open the door and I just let her go, and she tears ass into the living room where he sits in his little, he's got his like recliner chair. I mean, she's gone so fast I can't even follow her. And so I walk in and she's sitting right next to my dad, just sitting up like, okay, everything is right.
I am home.
Everything is where it belongs.
Oh.
But how was it for you? Because I know Smokey was never your dog, but she was in your house for a long time.
And especially
through some hard times.
Yeah, with Elvis passing.
Yesterday was very hard.
Oh.
I didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
So I came into town and then I went to a restaurant and then I went to Dave and Buster's to make myself feel better. And then I went home and I cried.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That
it's just
sucks.
The first day really that I've been alone in the house since he passed. But you know,
it
is what it is. And you know, every day will get a little easier, I'm sure.
Dave and Buster's always makes me feel a little
always.
Better.
Except Dan, they've changed up so many of the games. I don't like it anymore. All my games are gone.
What'd they get rid of that you like?
Kung Fu Panda.
That was my favorite one.
It's gone forever.
That and Mario Kart.
Because it gets broken so much is what they tell me. But just any
So
game,
what did you play yesterday?
I did like the games where you can throw stuff at things.
That helps.
Yep. You know, axes or
I hope you did that with your good shoulder.
Oh, what do I know anymore? What shoulder works and what shoulder doesn't?
Heather is from Ashby and she went to a concert over the weekend. Good morning, Heather. Who did you go see?
I went to see Kane Brown in Guilford, New Hampshire on Saturday with my daughter.
And how was that show?
It was awesome. It was my third time seeing him. The seats weren't that great compared to what I seen him before.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, it was good. He was still good.
How old's your daughter?
15.
Yeah, she into it?
Yes and no. I mean, she's not really into country music, but she went with me.
Well, good for her. That's lovely. I went with my mother to a Moody Blues concert when I was young. So I get it. Sometimes you just go to be with them.
Right.
You know?
Very cool.
Exactly. She's my little mini best friend, so.
All right, well, good deal. Thanks for calling in. Have a great week, Heather.
All You too. Bye.
Cheryl's from Rochester, New Hampshire. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend? I hear it was filled with lacrosse.
Oh, it sure was. D1, D2, D3, men's semi and finals, and women's finals lacrosse college.
So you went to all of them all weekend long?
Every day.
Was that by choice or by force?
Well, it was a Christmas gift, and I love my boyfriend, so yeah, I went.
So wait. It wasn't because of kids? It was because of your boyfriend?
Yeah.
He's a huge lacrosse fan,
and he gave me tickets for Christmas. So.
Wait, he gave you tickets to college lacrosse for Christmas?
Yep.
That's quite the man thing
to do. What is your boyfriend's name, Cheryl?
Michael.
That's
Michael, my guy. That's not a Christmas present.
Christmas present for him.
There it is, Dan.
Well, it wasn't the only present, but it was a big present.
That's a lot of lacrosse. Holy smokes. I mean, we love lacrosse in our family, but we have a kid who plays lacrosse. Not having any kid to play.
And I was rooting for teams that... Tufts was in it, which I was rooting for them. But other than that, BC Girls lost on Friday, so I was all about the BC Girls.
Yeah, Tufts won the Division III championship.
Yep.
Sometimes we do things that we don't like for boys. I was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan for a year. I get it.
I know. I am going to tuck it in my bonnet and recall it later for something I want.
That's a girl.
There you go.
That is awesome. All right. Thanks for sharing that, Cheryl. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. Always nice to have something tucked in your bonnet for later, Kennedy.
Oh, yes. It's always there, waiting.
We had a very New Englandy KP weekend. It did get interrupted, which we're going to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour because something happened that kind of threw a wrench in our plans for the weekend. But we went to the movies.
Yeah.
We went and saw the new Mission Impossible, the Final Reckoning.
Because you are the world's biggest Tom Cruise
fan. Oh, my God. And it was so good. The last 45 minutes of that movie is just like the best. We played some golf. We played 9 holes one day. We played 18 holes another day.
The whole fam?
Yeah, the whole fam.
I love that.
We play on this course. It's kind of cool because we're not great golfers. So it's 18 holes, but it's only par 3. So each hole is somewhere between like 110 and 200 yards. So it's a little bit
easier. So you're not like challenging yourself that you get frustrated. Well,
yeah, you don't have to hit a driver, which is how you lose a lot of golf balls in my family if you hit a driver. And then we went out to dinner one night and we went to the Lobster Trap.
How was it? Tell me everything.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't been down there since last season.
Well, they've got some new stuff on the menu.
What's that?
They've revamped the tuna tartare.
Come on.
Yeah, we got it was just fantastic. And while we were there, the train went by. Because that doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
And so we were waving everybody at the train. And then we got invited over to some friend's house for a Memorial Day, barbecue situation.
Yes.
It was a very KP weekend.
I love it.
But a lot of hours on the road,
too.
We had something come up over the weekend. Like I said, we'll talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right.
617-655-1234. Would love to know what you got into over the weekend. We'll find out what producer Dan did. 617-655-1234, which included some rain and a concert.
Yeah, I'm still a little wet.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-655-1234. We'd love to know what you got into over the weekend. You can call or text that number. Aaron is from Wilmington. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it morning? I don't know.
It is.
Yeah, well, you were...
For a few more hours anyway.
You're a lucky one. You escaped the weather. You know, I said on Thursday, Kennedy, I want to buy a plane ticket to go somewhere warm, and you did that. Tell everybody where you went.
I did. I went to Albuquerque, where we were very close to the sun.
Why did you pick Albuquerque?
So I know you guys have heard of the Savannah Bananas.
Yes.
So their rival team, the Savannah Party Animals, which I'm a party animal girl, started their own headlining tour, and opening weekend was in Albuquerque.
So fun.
My one girlfriend lives in Seattle, and then we actually ended up meeting up with five other girls. So there were six states represented at one game.
That's so fun.
Yeah, so they started their tour against one of the new teams, and they were two of the best games I've ever seen in my life. One ended on a Grand Slam home run, and the next one ended the next day with a fan-caught foul ball, which was not ideal.
What the Savannah Bananas have done is just incredible. They have created this just enormous force of a sports team filling out huge stadiums with minor league baseball players. It's incredible.
13,000 at Isotopes, and our Lyft driver said that they have not been sold out in years.
That's incredible.
Yeah, now their competitor team is going on a national tour.
That would be like
the Washington Generals going on a tour by themselves. With
Make your paper, boo-boo.
That is so cool.
Listen, I'm just saying, I'm not saying the Party Animals are owning the Savannah Bananas this year, but the new team, though, that came out, their name is the Texas Tailgaters. They're legit. They are so
good.
You
are way too deep into this.
Which I love.
You are going to be checking out the draft.
We can't get super deep into this.
she can do whatever she wants.
No, she can. She can. Thank you for calling.
We don't have anything here to sell. Celebrate, we might as well.
Thank you, Aaron. Oh, that's probably true. Holly is from Needham. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Down on the Cape this weekend. What'd you do? Where'd you go?
So we hit up Hog Island Brewery. Okay. We did some rainy day activities. We brought the kids and we left the iPads.
Oh, that's a smart move.
Well played.
Smart.
They were wild. They were feral.
And they slept at night.
And they kind of sort of slept. I know I got one kid who's got FOMO for everything, but they're almost six and almost three. So
that is a scary thing to go off for the weekend and not have their devices. I mean, that is just...
Yeah, back in my day. Really do devices.
I only had a cassette
really
player.
We don't do devices all that much. Right. We don't use them that much. We do occasionally use them for like rainy days or traveling.
Sure, yeah.
I try not to do iPads. And I was like, you know what? We're going for it. And it went fine. We probably turned a few heads because people were like, whoa, got children in the wild, not on electronics.
Let them run, babe. Let them run. Touching grass is good for the soul.
That is great.
They're two boys. I have two boys.
God
bless
you.
Wow. What an adventure.
All right. Thank you, Holly. Have a great week. What an adventure, traveling without their devices.
I love it.
Yeah.
Feral kids sound fun.
It's like the olden times.
It's the olden times.
Amanda's from Brookline. Also, some big things happening for her, I guess, this weekend. Good morning.
Yeah. I gasped when she said without iPads, by the way.
Yeah, right?
But, yeah. Brave. I packed up all my worldly belongings over the weekend, and on Friday I'm moving to Vermont, the land of maple and cheddar.
Are you really?
Now, where were you?
Yeah.
Where were you living here before?
So I'm in Brookline now.
Okay.
I'll be near Killington. So a bit of a lifestyle shift, but I'm really excited for it.
Is it a new
job? I am even more excited that I get to bring you all with me, thanks to Odyssey. And this is like not a paid sponsorship. I'm really excited to
checks in the mail.
Be able to have you guys with me.
No, we are the most listened to radio station in Vermont via the Odyssey.
Wait, really?
What else are you going to do?
Well, you're about to be anyway.
Can't be Kennedy sponsored by Subaru. We love Vermont.
All right.
Well, we're going to miss you in Brookline.
We are.
We're going to miss you, but have a great time up in Vermont.
It's everything you want it to be.
And please call in and let us know how it's going.
Ooh, update the fourth. You bet.
Update, yes. Producer Dan, how about you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Friday night, I went to Boston Calling, even though it was 50 degrees and raining sideways.
Whoa.
So there was an industrial man out front selling ponchos at an incredibly high markup.
Smart man.
He probably made a killing. But
wish I'd have thought of it.
We passed on that because we layered up like people that are in their 30s now and think ahead. The correct footwear, hiking boots, because it was getting a little muddy in there.
Right.
But we noticed as soon as we were in line at Will Call, man, all of the girls who were like 20, 21 years old.
Not prepared.
In the cowboy boots, mini skirt, crop top, no jacket, and they're all just huddled together for warmth.
Like, what are we doing?
They're visibly not having a good
time. As soon as they got inside, they bought themselves probably a very expensive sweatshirt.
And I was like, Luke Combs doesn't get on for another 3 hours. You guys better hang in there.
Now, who did you go to see besides Luke Combs?
Oh, T-Pain.
Yeah, that
Mr. was Mr. Tallahassee Payne.
Tallahassee Payne. He stole the show, best set of the night.
Yeah.
Fight me. Luke Combs was great.
Yeah.
But T-Pain in the rain was a moment in time.
Right.
And you forget that he was on the hook of every hit song for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire set list was nothing but bangers.
Right.
Did he sing at all? He's got such a great singing voice.
Oh, yeah. He really didn't use a lot of auto-tune.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was great. The rain was a little much at times, but it also kind of added to the experience.
It looked like it didn't affect the numbers. All the videos that I saw, you know, of people all the nights, it was packed.
The amount
people
of
people don't care.
I stayed a little back and stood on a hill so I could see just the massive humanity that was out there for Luke Combs, and they were out there.
Yeah.
So great.
It was awesome. And then Saturday, I drove up with my girlfriend and my sister to New Hampshire because my parents just got home earlier in the week.
Snowbirds.
They drove up. Mm-hmm.
Snowbirds are back.
They came back and was like, it's 50 and cold. Why are we here? And I was like, that's on you.
You left Florida a little too soon.
It's New England. You know better.
You might want to wait till Father's Day next year.
But we had kind of a big moment in the family. My brother brought his new girlfriend to meet the family for the first time. They've been dating like 7 months.
Okay.
And he has not brought her around us yet.
It seems like a long time to go without introducing a girl to the family.
Well, his parents live far away.
Yeah,
so
I guess.
You know, you can't just like drive down to Florida and be like, hey, mom, here.
Yeah, but I'm around.
Oh, I see you. Haven't you gone to visit them? She wasn't invited?
I have. This is the first time anyone has met her.
Yeah. Mm.
And she was wonderful. She did great. But I love my family, but we are very loud and just very inappropriate. There were times I had to step outside because, like, Jesus.
This is too much.
There's just 9 people yelling over each other, and I can't repeat any of it.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks for bringing back audio.
Yeah, it would just be bleeps.
And I would listen.
So there were times that she was clearly a little over. She went and took the dog for a walk, but I think it was equally she might have needed a walk.
Yeah.
But she was wonderful. She hung in there.
Aww.
Sure.
She put up with a lot.
That's always a tough one the first time you see the fam, especially when they've all seen each other and haven't seen each other in a while as well.
The first thing I walked up to her, I was like, hi, I'm Dan. What are your intentions with my brother? And she got just deer in the headlights eyes.
I don't know. Like, my family is just so sarcastic. So anytime somebody new comes around, which just ball busting is all it is.
Right.
Like, you better have a thick skin if you're showing up around my family the first time.
That's exactly what it was.
It was just very loud.
She got there. She made it through.
So. I don't think my sister's husbands speak.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Just when we're all together, you just don't. All the men just.
If you know what's good for you.
It's a frightening place.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jillian from Peabody.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello. Will you kick Kennedy out, out, out?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know how this works, Jillian?
I do.
All right, 5 trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. You tie, that's a loss for you. Looking at the big board, holy smokes, Dan. 6,114 wins, only 446 losses.
It's a lot of dubs.
It is a lot of dubs. Are you ready, Jillian?
I think so.
Andre 3000 turns 50 today. Outkast taught the whole world to shake it like a Polaroid picture in which song?
Hey, yeah.
This year marks the 50th anniversary of the first Jaws movie. Jaws was directed by the same legendary director who made films such as E.T. and the original Indiana Jones trilogy. Who was the director?
George. Steven Spielberg.
Question number 3. Sydney Sweeney says season 3 of Euphoria is more unhinged than the last two. In 2023, Sweeney starred in a popular rom-com called Anyone But You. Who was her co-star?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
He's a snack.
That is what they say.
Question number 4. Britney Spears got an official warning after she lit a cigarette on a plane. She apologized, but she said it was kind of much that the flight attendant reported her.
It's her job.
Finish the hook to this Britney song. Take a listen.
I
Thinking of you keeps me up all night.
Oh, you stuck that too. Full point.
Oh, I'm giving it a point and a half. Damn, on that. Question number five. Lord crashed a club in Sydney that was holding a Lord-themed party. What was the name of Lord's first album that featured some of her greatest hits like Royals?
Oh.
Need an answer.
Don't know.
Cool. Okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I was about to say question number six. I don't know where that came from.
Sudden death.
Kennedy, welcome back. Jillian from Peabody got 1, 2, 3.5.
Oh.
She got 3.5.
Oh.
Yeah. We gave her half
okay.
a point.
Okay.
These are tough.
Ooh. Carson gave her an extra half a point.
That's what I figured.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Andre 3000 turns 50 today. Outkast taught the whole world to shake it like a Polaroid picture in which song?
Hey Ya.
Tied at one. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the first Jaws movie. Jaws was directed by the same legendary director who made films like E.T. and the original Indiana Jones trilogy. Who is the director?
Steven Spielberg.
See that guy swam around Martha's Vineyard in honor of that?
Yippers. Why not?
They have boats.
That's not nearly as fun.
Sharks, though.
I would argue it's way more fun.
Tied at two. Question number three. Sydney Sweeney says season 3 of Euphoria is even more unhinged than the last two. In 2023, Sweeney starred in a popular rom-com called Anyone But You. Who was her co-star?
Glenn.
Close.
Glenn. Hemsford, but that's Hemsford. Not right. Glenn.
Fry.
Hemsford.
Glenn Powell.
That was way off.
Tied at two. Question number four. Britney Spears got an official warning after she lit a cigarette on a plane. She apologized, but said it was kind of much that the flight attendant reported her. Finish the hook to this Britney song, Kennedy.
Keeps me up all night.
And I will give you a point and a half as well. You crushed it.
Need a point. Okay.
It is 3.5 to 3.5. Question number five. Lord crashed a club in Sydney that was holding a Lord-themed party. What was the name of Lord's first album that featured some of her greatest hits like Royals?
Royals.
Pure Heroin, Kennedy, is the name of that album. The final score is 3.5 to 3.5. We have a tie. What are you mouthing over there?
What did my half point come from?
What, your half point? Because you sang delightfully the Britney Spears hook, as did Jillian.
Oh, okay.
You ladies crushed it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't want to be unfair or whatever.
No, it was your beautiful vocal stylings. You both sang it very well.
And apparently this is all made up and the points don't matter.
I try and take it seriously.
I know you do. That's okay. You do you.
I will continue to do so.
So with a tie, Kennedy gets a win, Jillian. You don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jillian from Peabody. I had a ton of fun. Thanks for the half point. But I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So we had a pretty funny thing happen over the weekend for the long Memorial Day weekend. And it started last week. And before we get to what happened over the weekend, and Kennedy and Dan, you both know this first part of the story. We had not shared it with anybody else yet because we were just kind of waiting. We didn't know what it all meant. We were just trying to figure it out over the weekend. Now we have a better understanding of what is happening. So at... Yes, my son plays lacrosse. He's a goalie.
Shocking.
Haven't heard.
What?
And he does pretty well. And he plays for the middle school team at his school. And on Wednesday, the varsity team had their last regular season game. They're getting ready for the playoffs. And so him and a bunch of his teammates, probably like 15, 20 kids from the two middle school teams, went to the game. And I guess right before the game started, there's two coaches for the varsity. One coach is like the head coach in the offense, and then the other coach is a defensive coach. And the defensive coach pulled Barrett off to the side, and all the players were like, what? You know, like his teammates were like, oh, what did he
Ooh,
do?
Ooh, what'd you do? Barrett's in trouble.
Barrett's not in trouble. They want to call Barrett up to varsity immediately.
What?
I know. It's crazy.
Let's go.
It's wild. And so the coach said to him, you know, we really love what you're doing as a goalie on the middle school team, and we feel like there's an opportunity.
That's huge.
It's really big, and their team's very good. They're one of the ranked teams in the state. They've been ranked in the country. They had
usually you got to play freshman team, and then get on the JV.
Well, there's a freshman team, two JV teams, a varsity team, and I'm sure he will still kind of do some of that as well, but they want to get him practicing with the varsity team and getting acclimated to all of that. So he's going to be going. They have the first scrimmage today. He's going to the games. He's traveling with the varsity team. He's the only eighth grader out there. Doesn't even have the right helmet. We got to get the team matching helmet and all that stuff this week.
That's a big step for him.
It's very cool. And so the coach called me on Wednesday night and just said, hey, I'm sure by now Barrett has told you, you know, and we just love Barrett and we think there's, you know, all of these things. And he said, the team is off through the Memorial Day weekend, and then we will have a scrimmage on Tuesday. And we're going to add you to the email list, and you'll all these other things.
Very exciting.
Just, it's just like.
So proud.
So Barrett was on, like, he was just.
Obviously.
Yes.
That's massive.
To be called up to practice and whatever with the varsity team in the eighth grade is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has that happened before? Or is he like the first one?
I mean, I don't know. They call up other kids, but usually like, you know, ninth and tenth grade kids get called
right,
up.
Right. That's what I mean. It's pretty rare.
So, yeah, he was the only one. I don't know what, you know, but it's tough when you find a good goalie. You want to hold on to him.
And develop it.
Right. Exactly. So it's just, it's an awesome moment. We're very proud of Barrett and all that. So we go with our plans. We went down to the Cape for the weekend. And on Saturday, we're at the Cape Cod Mall. We're getting ready to go in and see the new Mission Impossible movie.
As one does.
And Barrett gets an email.
What does it say?
And it's from Coach.
What does it say?
And it says, there's a mandatory practice Saturday morning at 8 a.m. at his school, which is here back in Boston. And we are obviously on the Cape. And so... What do you do in that moment?
I mean, he already said there was no practice for the whole long weekend.
Coach told me they're off for the whole long weekend. See you Tuesday.
There have to be most families were like you and not here.
So
Coach is being a little wishy-washy here, giving mixed signals.
It's a bunch of trash. It's a holiday weekend,
So I say to Barrett, I was like, well, just email back to Coach and say, you know, Coach, my dad had said that you guys were, you know, not having practice over the weekend. And then as I thought about it, I was like, no, don't do that.
Even though the coaches say my dad wants to watch Mission Impossible and drink IPAs on the Cape.
You know what, Barrett? You do it. You handle it.
Right. So I was like, don't do that.
If
don't
you would
do
handle
that.
It, that'd be great.
And Barrett's like, no, I need to go. Which I love that he recognized it. He needed to go.
Would this be his first practice with the varsity team?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't call out on your first practice.
Right, and say my dad said.
Bro. I wanted to go see a movie.
Right.
I want to watch Tom Cruise run.
As fast as he can in one scene, every Mission Impossible.
So we got up, you know, Saturday morning at 6 a.m. And, you know, but we didn't have any of his gear. So we got to drive back to the house, get all of his gear. And then I take him over and I drop him off. They do film. Like, it's a...
Oh, we're watching film.
Oh, we're watching film before the practice, all of this stuff. And so...
Were you just grumbling the entire car ride from the Cape at 6 a.m.?
I was fine.
Like, shmisher.
We're very proud of him. So it was just a lot of, you know, you don't get these opportunities. We're just very grateful. We don't take any of this for granted. And so I go sit at the house for a while, and I'm just kind of
You're
waiting.
You're amongst friends. You're allowed to say it was a little bit of a pain in the ass. It's okay.
So, you know, the word on the street was practice was going to be maybe 2 hours. So at about the hour and a half mark, I drive back over to the field. Because I want to see a little bit of what's happening,
well,
too.
Yeah, sure.
Because there are some grown men on this team that, you know, they're going to be playing high-level college lacrosse in a few months.
A lot of those kids drove themselves to practice, not their dads.
Most of them. There's a 17-year-old going to play against your 14-year-old. That's wild.
Yeah, practice went like 3.5 hours. They were not messing around. It's like legit. And Barrett came off that field. He's like, that was...
I'm tired.
That was intense.
Was he like, I would like a nap.
Did you happen to see the coach? He'd be like, so how did we end up with an 8 a.m. Saturday practice on this long weekend?
I did see the coach, and I did mention that we were... And he's just like, yeah, that's going to happen sometimes. That's just the way it is. So I was like, okay,
I was like, do you hate the parents?
So we drive back to the Cape. Because the next thing is Tuesday, right?
Yes.
It's
you
a
can,
scrimmage.
Now we can enjoy our vacation.
And then Sunday afternoon, another email comes in.
No.
Practice, like 8:30 a.m. on Monday, dude. back at the school.
Dude.
So, again, this time we're not going back. So we just...
Sorry.
Yeah, we just loaded up and brought it all home and took him over to practice. And another 2 or 3 hour situation, you know,
sorry,
at school.
Buddy.
No, we're very proud of him.
Yeah,
we're
very,
very
much
proud of
so.
Him. But we are quickly learning that that is the end of our social life because they just practice whenever. They just, yeah, they
that
just
sounds
go.
Sounds like a carpool situation to
and,
me.
And that is the first thing I did. I realized there are 2 or 3 kids that we know from the neighborhood that are on this team. And I'm like, all right, we're going to have to figure out a carpool situation because I am not going to be forced to leave my Tom Cruise movie on Memorial Day weekend again next year.
I just feel like practices should have set schedules. It's not like, hey, I sent an email 24 hours before practice is happening now.
Yeah, that's just, well, because the schedule right now, the playoffs is different. They don't know the field available. It's all of that stuff, I guess.
And if you're getting ordained into the season, you want to win state or whatever.
Yeah, right. You want to stay on that varsity team, you're going to practice.
Right.
We want to win. We're winners.
Up downs.
Yes.
Until you're blue in the face.
That's right.
Barrett said to me, he's like, there was a kid that was like 2 minutes late. He had to run a mile. And I was like, what does that say to you? He's
don't
like, I
late.
Will never be late.
Well, good for him. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's
we're very
massive.
Proud of him. Yeah, it's going to be going to be a lot of fun. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Alex from Burlington.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
So Alex is headed to work, and you just moved to town from Connecticut. Is that correct?
Yep, exactly. And I just added your radio station this morning.
Woo-hoo! Let's go.
Well, welcome to it, girl.
Well, you're off to a great start in town. You're making good decisions.
How long have you been in town now?
I love that. I've been in town for about 3 weeks.
Oh, you literally just moved here. And what part of Connecticut are you from?
From the Shoreline area.
Oh, my dad used to live in Guilford. I used to go to the skating rink in Madison. You ever go skating there?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes. What a small world.
But I wouldn't want to paint it. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kennedy?
No.
Yes, Kennedy. Please leave the studio.
Wait,
take
did I ask
I'm going to take my eye roll with me.
Sorry, it's an old Stephen Wright joke. Right? Stephen Wright? Is that his name? I think it's Stephen Wright joke.
Yeah, the Boston comedian.
Yeah. All right, here we go, Alex. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. A tie is a loss for you. Question number one. The Foo Fighters have sought permission ahead of time to swear, drink, and smoke on stage during an upcoming show in Indonesia, which has strictly obscene laws when it comes to that sort of thing.
Strict obscenity laws.
Oh, strict obscenity laws. Thank you, Dan. Who is the lead singer of Foo Fighters?
Oh, the lead singer. Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I don't know. I just know they're awesome.
I don't want to go to a rock and roll show where they're not swearing, drinking, and smoking.
Question number two.
I'm going to say that's true.
Question number two. 3 years ago today in 2022, Top Gun Maverick was released. Who played Goose's son Rooster in the movie?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know either.
Question number three. Cops shut down an All-American Rejects house party show near the University of Missouri campus, but then they let them play one more song before they packed it in. Can you name the All-American Rejects' most commercially successful song?
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be, I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face.
That is the song.
But do you know its name?
Gives You Hell.
Let's go. Question number four. A woman watching the new Final Destination at a theater in Argentina barely avoided tragedy when the ceiling collapsed and fell on her.
Nope.
It just missed her head because she was leaning over the armrest. What is the capital of Argentina?
Oh, my gosh.
Good pop culture trivia question.
It is a good question.
That's a hard one. I'm going to pass.
Question number five. After hosting the American Music Awards last night, Jennifer Lopez announced the new Vegas residency. J-Lo's ex-husband, Ben Affleck, starred in Good Will Hunting with Matt Damon. Which college did Will Hunting work as a janitor at in the film?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Boston College?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yeah, if you call back like a year from now, you'll be able to answer all these Boston questions.
I know, right? There's so many Boston questions.
I know. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have Alex getting 1 out of 5. Sue! No. We're not booing you. We're not booing you at all. We are one of the first people to only get 1 out of 5 right. Their name was Such. So that's now what we sing every time somebody gets 1 out of 5. So, no, we're not booing you. We wouldn't do that.
Not in the least. We would never.
We would never. Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Foo Fighters have sought permission ahead of time to swear, drink, and smoke on stage during an upcoming show in Indonesia, which has strict obscenity laws. Who is the lead singer of Foo Fighters?
Dave Grohl.
1-0.
Oh, you're good.
She is. Question number two. 3 years ago today in 2022, Top Gun Maverick was released. Who played Goose's son Rooster in the movie?
Miles Teller.
Talk to me, Goose.
2-0. Cops shut down an All-American Rejects house party near the University of Missouri campus, but they let them play one more song before they packed it in. Can you name the All-American Rejects' most commercially successful song?
The Anthem?
That's good, Charlotte Kennedy.
Nah.
Yeah. Gives you hell.
Yeah.
This is a great thing they're doing, by the way. I don't know if you've been following along on social media.
Well, clearly they're not getting the right permits.
The police don't agree, apparently.
Yeah.
Well,
this is rock and roll. Awesome. We don't need permits.
There's a few things you need to
do. We're punk.
They are absolutely
not. And I love that they're not taking all the fees that you have to pay to get tickets. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it is a cool thing they're doing. Rock and roll is alive, Kennedy, in 2025.
And shut down, too.
2-1. Question number four. A woman watching the new Final Destination at a theater in Argentina barely avoided tragedy herself when the ceiling collapsed and fell on her. It just missed her head because she was leaning over the armrest.
Unreal.
What is the capital of Argentina?
Buenos Aires.
3-1. Question number five. After hosting the American Music Awards last night, J-Lo announced a new Vegas residency. Her ex-husband, Ben Affleck, starred in Good Will Hunting with Matt Damon. Which college did Will Hunting work at as a janitor in the film?
MIT.
It was MIT, not Boston College.
Aw, good job.
Yeah. You did do a good job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Alex, you did a great job, too. And just for calling in and playing, you now have a pair of concert tickets to go see Teddy Swims May 30th. I guess that's this Friday night, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is at the stage at Suffolk Downs. For tickets, visit AXS.com. That is AXS.com. And you're going for free on Friday night, okay?
Woo!
Consider it a welcome to the show gift.
Thank you.
I love this so much. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Never leave. All the other stations are terrible. Just take our word for it.
I love that.
Yeah, you don't need to go anywhere else. One stop shopping.
There's no other funny people in Boston. Stay right here.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know what you're supposed to do with this part, Alex?
What's that? I'm Alex from Burlington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Look at you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Liz from Hudson.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning, or almost good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It's
for
only,
me, it is.
It's 9:50.
Same.
That's lunch.
Yeah, I'm already tired and ready for a nap.
Liz, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture related. You answer more than right to Kennedy, and you win $1,000.
Woohoo! It's big money, Liz.
Big money, no whammies. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the name of the fan base for Lady Gaga?
Little Monsters.
Question number two. Can you tell us which reality TV show first aired in 2000 and follows contestants living together and competing for a cash prize?
Big Brother.
Question number three. There's a long-running crime drama that follows the work of a team investigating special cases in the U.S. Navy. Name the show.
Oh, gosh, I have no... Feels?
Question number four. Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robertson passed away Sunday after a battle with Alzheimer's disease and a blood disorder. He was 79 years old. How did the Duck Dynasty family become successful?
Duck calling.
Question number five. Bunny XO flashed her boobs to her husband, and there's video to prove it. Her back was to the camera, but he certainly enjoyed the show. Bunny posted the wholesome moment and said, when he's not paying enough attention to you, so you have to flop out the old honkers. Who is Bunny XO's husband?
Jelly Roll.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! I would put good money on that being the first time flop out the honkers was ever used in a CBK question.
How are you going to ruin that for Kennedy? She hadn't heard the question yet. Kennedy, welcome
back.
You
guys have to stop talking about the last
question. It has nothing to do with the
answer.
It
doesn't matter.
It has nothing to do with the answer.
Four right for Liz, Kennedy.
Well done.
Yes, she did really well. And these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the name of the fan base for Lady Gaga?
Little Monsters.
Tied at one. Question number two. Which reality TV show first aired in 2000 and follows contestants living together and competing for a cash prize?
Literally any reality show on planet.
Which reality TV show first aired in 2000 and follows contestants living together and competing for a cash prize?
Big Brother.
It is the OG, Kennedy. It's
a terribly worded. Moving on.
Question number three. Which long-running crime drama follows the work of a team investigating special cases in the U.S. Navy?
NCIS.
Your mom's a terribly worded question.
You're not wrong.
3-2. Question number four. Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robertson passed away Sunday after a battle with Alzheimer's disease and a blood disorder. He was 79 years old. How did the Duck Dynasty family become successful?
Duck calls.
That is correct.
I thought he was so much older than that Carson.
He looked 179.
Right?
Yes. I'm not going to lie. When that show first came out, like the first two seasons, I was all in.
Yeah, that show was awesome.
4-3. Question number five. Bunny XO flashed her boobs to her husband, and there's video to prove it. Her back was to the camera, but he certainly enjoyed the show. Bunny posted the wholesome moment and said, when he's not paying enough attention to you, so you have to flop out the honkers. Who is Bunny XO's husband?
Jelly Roll.
Intern Mac was like, what is this last question?
One day, Intern Mac, you'll have a lady who'll flash match you just to make you smile.
Who will flop out the honkers.
I look forward to that day, just for you. It's good to have people. It's good to have people.
That's such a great phrase.
I don't know if flop's the word you want to use.
Flop out the honkers.
Listen, gravity
is what it is, Dan.
It's cold, Dan. And while hers might not be real, whatever the fact is, it is what it is. They do what they do.
Sometimes,
and you're still going to love them anyway.
Oh, that's a fact. Sometimes some things are flopping. Please end the show.
Well, unfortunately, Liz, you did not win the $1,000, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. All right, Liz, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Liz from Hudson, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.